Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, and this one's going to be a little bit ranty, I have a feeling. Like, you shouldn't have to find time to work on your business, you should make time to work on your business. And this spawned from a couple questions in our private Slack group. Again, if you're a member of our course, you have the opportunity to be part of our private paid Slack community, where you can interact with John and myself and hundreds of other high-ticket dropshippers who are all working towards the same goal of building a business that sets you free. We'd love to have you in there. Come check it out if you're interested. But the question came up from a couple different people, actually. And so I'm sorry if I'm calling you out here, Adam Colton. I'm going to read it anyway. Not sure how much of a topic this is or if you've done this recently. I'm currently struggling with time management and more to do with finding time to work on the store. I currently run a carpet cleaning business, which takes up a lot of time. And then I find myself mindlessly scrolling on Facebook, Twitter for hours in the evening. I can't get motivation to work on my store. Any motivational books or podcasts, blah, 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 blah. Something to get me off the phone. Something that gets me off my phone. And I think Colton says something similar. In fact, I might only call out one line here from Colton if I can find it. I'll even mindlessly scroll through dating apps, just wasting my time. That might be my favorite line I've ever seen in our Slack. So what did you say before that? Just from personal experience, I had to completely delete Facebook off my phone. I became addicted to it. Seriously, I got up to spending 5 to 6 hours a day on there. On my phone, I got rid of Snapchat too. Social media is a major distraction for me. I still struggle with procrastination and a lack of motivation, even after deleting that off my phone. Nowadays, I'll use Reddit to still distract me from what I should actually be working on. And for full transparency, back to that, I even mindlessly scroll dating apps. So I think it's very, very interesting that this pops up for everyone in the same exact way. And I don't know how to really put a finger on this, that it's a choice you're making. Like, it is literally a choice you're making to be sucked into the dopamine that is social media, that is the wonderful, beautiful algorithms we are part of today, versus actually doing the hard work necessary to go find out what happens when you do that hard work. Because it's much, much easier to not find out what happens. If you just don't do the work, you could say, I would have done it. If I had more time, I would have done it. But it's all like you don't find time. You fucking make time to change your life. And if you want to change your life, you will make time. I try to think of, and I know I've just been talking and not letting John jump in here, but I try to think of this like often people who really want to change their life and health is after something really fucking bad happens, right? They had the time, they always had the time where they could have changed the way they eat, they could have changed the way they move, they could have changed the way they interacted in the world, but it takes something very, very serious, something some real rock bottom, and oftentimes that could be the end, right? But some big moment health-wise before you're like, I have to change now, right? And so I don't know how to wrap that up into a little ball and like give that to somebody, because I've had those moments in my life where my back's against the wall, I have no other choice, and fucking everything got done. And then there's other times where I'm just like you, Adam. Man, do I love some Twitter late at night? Do I love some good YouTube videos? And so like, I don't know how to grab this and put like a package around it and gift it to somebody. And I'm hoping maybe you have some words of wisdom on this, John.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I might disappoint there. look. I think the first thing to realize is that we are all, and when I say all, I don't mean absolutely every last person, but we are all addicted. That's the first thing you have to realize. Like, your phone and the things that go on your phone, or it might be when you're sitting in front of your desktop or your laptop trying to work on your business and you flick open social media. Like, most people are addicted to that shit. It's an addiction. I'm not going to lie. Like, yes, there's a massive amount of trash dopamine that comes from using that stuff, and you know, the more you engage with it, the worse it gets, and you know, the more you become dependent from a dopamine sense on, you know, getting in there and doing that stuff. And it is an addiction, and you have to treat it like that. Like, it's literally sapping away your life for nothing in return. Like, you are getting no benefit from social media. Don't try and like tell yourself that, oh, on here, I'm connecting with people and blah, blah, blah. Bullshit. You're not. People had better personal relationships before social media. We've been interacting as humans for thousands and thousands of years without social media. You do not need it to have relationships, to form bonds, to blah, blah, blah. Do all of the human things. Social interaction is very important, but it ain't happening on social media. So if that's part of your little rationale for why you do it, throw that right out of your mind right now. That's bullshit. That's a lie. You're making a choice to be there. Ben's 100% right. You're making a choice to be there. And it likely is because, and to be honest, I agree. Like, you know, if you're in a situation where you're making decent money, maybe you've got a business, maybe you've got a job already, you're making decent money, you don't really need a business, right? You know, from a financial perspective or something like that, but you'd like one. Yeah, that's probably your problem. Like Ben said, you haven't got to the point where doing this is, there is no other option. Because once there becomes no other option from finding success, like, I think for me that was that's a big part of it. Like, I leave myself no other option than doing, like, mentally, I mean. Like, the conversation that goes on in my head around making myself do the work and doing it consistently and with focus, and no, I'm not perfect at that, but I'm better than most people, is like, I have, like I tell myself it's literally do or die. It's make or break. There is no other option, right? It's this or the street kind of thing, right? Like, and when you're sitting there going, oh, well, you know, secretly it doesn't really matter if I'm successful here because I've still got a $100,000 a year income or even a $70,000 a year income or something like that. Like, it's really hard for you to then make yourself find the time or make the time, sorry, not even find the time. And so, yeah, I think it's important to recognize it is a choice, 100%. Like, you can't also blame it. Like, what people will do is, oh, like, they kind of like blame it on those things for distracting them. Like, oh, so social media distracted me. Like, you can hear it in the language sometimes. Social media distracted me, and, you know, Reddit distracted me or something like that. And it's like, no, you distracted yourself. It was your choice to do that. And I don't say that in the sense that you should then beat yourself up about that, oh, I'm a terrible person because I made that choice. But you have to recognize that it literally is a choice. There is no, like, surprise mental framework that's going to come out here and save you. One of those comments you read out was like, oh, I'm looking for, like, some tips or motivation or something to stop doing this. It ain't coming. There is no, like, guru that's going to fly into your life and magically give you the tools to stop stop making the wrong choice. Like, you just have to do it. You have to practice doing it. And yeah, sure. I mean, if deleting social media off your phone or whatever is going to be part of that, fantastic. But guess what? Building an online business, you're going to be sitting in front of a web browser the whole time you're doing it. Facebook is literally a click away. Instagram is a click away there. Like, you can't escape it. So, well, I think that can help, you know, putting your phone in a different room while you're working, while you're building your business or whatever. If you're not doing customer service, you don't need it. You know, there's little things you can do like that. And if that helps, fantastic. But the reality is, I mean, if you really want to find it, you're going to find it. So the root problem you have is you have to practice making the choice not to do it. Like, that's what it is. It's a habit. You have a habit. You have to change that habit. So change it by doing it. Yeah, you don't beat yourself up if you fuck up. But I don't know. I mean, like, I'd love it if there was, like, some magic wand you could wave here. I mean, this is a real problem. This is a real problem for everyone. And this is a massive reason why so many people aren't achieving what they could achieve in life or what they want to these days, right? But there ain't no magic wand. Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high-ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experience of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high-ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today.
I do have some tips, although I do think it's a deeper issue. So these tips might not even matter. But for me, what really quantified it for me, one was Bill D'Alessandro tweeted. So go look it up on Twitter, Adam. You're already there. Bill D'Alessandro tweeted a way to, like, triple tap the power button to make a shortcut and turn everything grayscale. And so, like, simply turn your phone grayscale. It'll, You'll none of the dopamine centers will fire in your brain. You won't see any little red dots with notifications. Number one, I have notifications off always. Yeah. So I never see the red dots anyway. And at grayscale, it's very uninteresting to look at your phone. That's one tip. Two, do the math. So you have on here that 4 to 5 hours, I believe that was Colton saying that. Do the math, right? So 5 times 365 divided by 24. I put too many numbers in this thing. 5 by 365 divided by 24. That's 76 days of your year. 76 fucking days of your year. Full days you're looking at social media or dating apps or whatever. Like that, when I first started doing that math, and it happened because my wife actually, who was spending a lot of time on her phone, I was blown away. It was like, holy shit. Like no matter what you're doing, whether it's, you know, you're on Twitter or dating apps or your phone, or it's some other thing that you're procrastinating with, just really sit down and do the math and be like, holy shit. I'm spending days of my year wasted on this stuff. And like that's what really opened this perspective for me. But I think it's more than that, John. I think it's more like, I really think it's a mindset thing where you're avoiding the pain that comes with finding out whether you suck or not. And you probably do suck, by the way. Go do the work though. And you're going to find out you suck in some ways. You're going to win in some other ways. And then you're going to be able to iterate and keep going. Shout out to Matt Gemkow, who's going to be talking at our event in Salt Lake City. We'd love to see you there. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/live. Matt's going to show you what just doing the work looks like. I know he's very embarrassed, probably even me calling him out here doing the speech, but he just does the work. And he doesn't sit back and go, you know, what are people going to think of me if I do this? He just does it and then iterates on the fact of that. So I love that. And, you know, just to touch on your phone thing, John, just because it's fresh in my memory, I was driving home last night and I took a 2-lane road, so a back road on my way home. I drive 30 minutes each way to this office and I'm on the back road. Number one, every day I pass nine out of 10 people I pass around their phone, which is fucking wild to me that they're just staring at their phone driving. Yeah. I have a newer vehicle, which keeps me in my lane. It keeps me 4 vehicle lengths from the person in front of me if I wanted to. So I feel somewhat better about the fact that everyone's on their fucking phone. But this, I'm on a 2-lane road, right? You know, we're on the right side here in America, you know, for John, just trying to help him out. But my truck slows me down when I get close to somebody. So I can see the person in front of the car in front of me with their left blinker on. The person behind them is not slowing down, which I was just going to let my truck slow me down. Automatically rather than hit the brake. But I need to hit the brake now because this dude stopped trying to take a left. The person in front of them, is just about to hit them and they're turning left. And this person goes around them not into the ditch, oh shit, I'm going to hit them. I should get out of into oncoming traffic. About a million thoughts go through my brain. I'm like, I'm going to watch somebody die today. You know, I used to be a first responder. I'm going to have to sit here and hold C-spine on somebody. I really didn't want to go through, all of those thoughts went through my head. Nothing happened. 2 miles later, they're taking a ride into the housing development. And I pass them and I give them a look like, are you fucking nuts? What do you think they're doing? They're back on they're literally looking at their phone as they're turning right. And I'm like, this is fucking insane to me that you literally just about died and you did that. And then I get almost all the way home and there's a car smashed to bits. It hit the fucking telephone pole. It's a 16-year, teenage kid standing outside with 3 farmers whose pole he hit. And I was just like, you know, obviously that's what happened there too. It was just outside of town. You're not swerving to miss any animals. Anyway, so the phone thing's real, man. It's fucking, it's infested our lives. It's a great tool. There's so much good you can do with it, but man, it is a driving force to distraction. It is a driving force. My phone's sitting here on the desk and I probably tap my pocket 4 times during this podcast. It's just inevitable that I just like you're reaching for it. You're thinking about it. I don't want to turn into a boomer who's phones are bad back in my day, because that's not it. I believe it's a wonderful, wonderful tool, but it's real, man. I don't know what allowed me to break free from it, because I have. In my opinion, I probably spend less time on my phone than anybody listening to this, but it's still there. It's still, hey, I'm still here. Check Twitter. Hey, you know what I mean? And especially on weekends when I'm just sitting around with my son, it's just it's so easy to grab that. So I have empathy for the people who are doing this, but man, I wish I had some concrete advice. More than just it's a mindset thing. You got to make a choice. I wish I had some real tips. You know what I mean? Besides turning my phone gray and counting the time up, there's not a real tip. The only tip is you have to make a decision. I often reference this as I've been on this weight loss journey is my employee out here, super fitness guy. And he's how haven't you shook me to tell me I should be a business owner? And I'm like, how haven't you shook me to tell me I should not be a fat ass? You know what I mean? It's not, you can't do that for someone. This is a choice that Adam and Colton and anyone else who's listening has to make for themselves, that today is going to be different. You have to take different actions if you want a different outcome. And this is one big choice you have to make, that I'm going to do the work in the time allotted. I'm going to go find out what happens. I'm going to go embarrass myself, if that's what it means. I'm going to go fall on my face a few times, but I'm going to go find out what happens. Cause I know if I lay on my deathbed and look back, I'm going to regret being on Twitter, dating apps, Reddit, whatever it is. I'm going to look back and be like, man, I was a fucking idiot for just consuming hour after hour on my phone instead of actually going to find out what I'm capable of.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I mean, I think you're right. It's 100% a mindset issue. I think, like, to me, and it's kind of like the thing that separates people in a lot of ways to me, like, you know, going back a long time, you know, what separated people from achieving things or whatnot probably often came down to things like money, education, connection, things like that. And those things still do count, don't get me wrong. But to me these days, the thing that, like, starting a business, making money, doing these things is easier than it's ever been in history. Literally easier than it has ever been in history, right? And you have more options for doing it as well. There are more businesses that you can get into today, that anybody can get into today, than there was 100 years ago, let's say. A lot of the barriers that used to exist aren't as big a barrier anymore, right? But the barrier now, and the thing that separates people, is just the people who are prepared to, like, get in and do the work, right? And make the choice that they're going to do whatever it takes and set aside whatever it takes, because doing whatever it takes is really a case of subtracting from your life. Like, you literally have to do that. You have to subtract things from your life. If you're sitting there now and you're saying, I've got no time to do a business, I've got no time for this, I've got no time for that, everyone's the same. You're not special, buddy. Right? I had no time when I started as well. I took things away. I gave things up. I stopped doing things, friendships, activities, drinking, you name it. All right? I gave up a whole bunch of shit. A little bit of time with my kids, like, for a period of time. Like, literally, you have to cut something out of your life to do this. And nobody can show you how to do that. No, I don't believe anybody can give that. You could work with a mindset coach, I think, who can help you navigate some of this stuff, you know, and I'm sure if Valentina were here, she'd have something to say about it. The mindset coach to high ticket dropshippers now, it seems. She'll be at our live event too, speaking. If you want to come along, dropshipbreakthrough.com/live. But, like, literally, nobody can make you make those sacrifices. That's why I say, like, nobody's coming to save you here, right? You have to do it. And if you can't do it, you're just going to be one of the people that can't do it. I mean, that's it. Like, so you have to sit there and ask yourself, how much do I really want this? And then just, you've got to practice. I believe that this stuff, like, I'm the same. I think back, like, what was the turning point for me to do that or not do the things that were, you know, in the way of doing that? How did I make the time? Well, it wasn't like some perfect thing that happened overnight and all of a sudden I was making the time. I sucked at it for ages, probably years, right? I've been doing this for 10 years, probably years I sucked at it. I just got better via practice, via making myself and struggling with it for long periods of time, but just not giving up with struggling with it. And eventually getting better and better, building better habits through practice. Like, once again, expecting that there's going to be some miracle breakthrough moment on this, it's the same thinking, like that dopamine hit that's getting you on social media. Like, you're going to do this via work and practice and, you know, time. Like, just give yourself a chance. Finish listening to this podcast and throw your phone out the window for a couple of hours. Like, just try it. Just one day. Just once. Just do it once. Like, just start. Start somewhere, but I believe you have to make the decision within yourself that you want this more than anything. Like, you want to change your life. You want to build a business. You want whatever your driving reason as to why you're thinking you want to do that, whether it's more time with your family, whether it's, like, you really have to make you have to make that choice for yourself that you want that more than anything. Because if you haven't made that, if you're not fully committed to it, then I don't believe you can ever make the shift of the time thing and like getting off the social media and that. So you're never going to do it unless you've made that commitment in your brain first.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.